Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy New Year, Keish.
Happy New Year, B.
Yes, I'm so glad to be back. This is what, episode 19?
19.
Of Mamas on the Move.
Yes.
And I am Brandi Hunter-Lewis.
And I am Keisha Johnson.
And we want to first welcome all of our new followers.
Yes.
You know, since we've... Since the new year, I've just had more messages and inboxes from DMs from people that are saying that, you know, they love the podcast. They just found out about it.
Right.
And I went to a marriage retreat this weekend, and all the women that were there, you know, we talked about what our purpose was and what our goals were for the year. And I said, you know, part of my purpose is sharing my life and just my testimony with the women or women and men.
Yes.
That listen to our podcast, which is Mamas on the Move. So I said, part of my goal for this year was to push our podcast.
Yes.
Because I feel like what we share, women need.
I absolutely agree. I think families need.
Yes.
You know, because we give perspective, you know, to men, you know, as yeah. well about yep. what you know, their women are going through.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so I think it's great for everybody.
Yep, I agree. I mm-hmm. totally agree.
So we're back.
Yes.
And we are going to, first of all, Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes.
Okay, hope everybody had a great holiday. Brandi and I want to stick and shut in for the most part for the holiday season.
Man, shut down.
I'm talking about for real.
I still sound like a frog.
I'm still coughing.
Yeah,
you know,
and my
I'm still
ear,
coughing.
I can't hear out of my left ear. I know people get so sick of me saying, huh? How can you repeat that? I'm sick of it. I hate it. I still got this fluid in my ear, but I'm like, we're working through it. We're
working through it. And when I went to the ER that night, and, you know, I was having problems breathing, like it was hurting really bad every time I took a deep breath. So Ralph took me to the hospital. He told me, well, it's too many people here. Go to the front of that. You got chest pain. So I went up there. I was having chest pain. Baby, they took me right on to the back, too. But that was the most horrific experience I've ever had in the ER. But that's another story for another day. Because they probably got my picture down there.
I'm sure
I probably
do.
Cannot come back to that particular location, girl. They kept sending people back there to take my blood. And it was like, they kept poking me. And it was like, this person, like, I can't find a vein. I can't find a vein. So by the third person, I said, look here. I am not a crash dummy.
Right.
Don't send me nobody who went to IET Tech. I want somebody who went down there, all the way to the regular college to be a nurse and come let them take my... Renee was like, that is so offensive. I was like, I'm just telling you, I look like a heroin addict by the time they finished with me that night. But anyway, so we're here.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do first, we're going to just talk about just catching up. I know many of you, if not all of you, know about my girl B closed the biggest deal as of to date of her career in December. It was a great Christmas gift.
Yes.
And after working a long time.
Yes.
You know, and I want you to talk about that, not just because of who closed,
right,
but the work that it took to get to the closing.
Right.
You know, because people think, everybody always thinks it's an overnight success with things. They see the end product.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I just, I know I've said it to you, but B, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I mean, you make me so proud.
Thank you.
I'm so serious because you deserve it. You deserve everything that's happening for you. You have worked your arse off.
Yeah, and okay? I appreciate that.
You deserve it all.
You know, it's funny because you have seen me from, you know, the beginning of my career.
Yes.
When I was a budding agent, mm-hmm. just knew, like, wet behind the ears, didn't know a whole lot. And you took me under your wings and I learned, and I, you know, we end up talking about this in a few of our podcasts, but I learned so much from you as an agent.
Thank
just,
you.
Just how you run a business, how you defend your clients. Just, you know, you were just sharp. You were super, super, super sharp. And so I just soaked all that in and I knew what I wanted to do.
Yes.
I came here with I was very intentional. You know, my vision was very clear. I knew that I wanted to sell high-end homes.
Mm-hmm.
And that seed was planted, you know, back in Chicago right after I got my license and I had just lost my husband. And I said, you know what? I'm supposed to move to Atlanta and build a business and raise my children and sell luxury real estate. Like, I knew it. I knew it from the beginning.
But you said it, the word intentional.
I said it. You know, I sold that seed, was sold in my heart, you know, through a vision that I saw in a magazine, Venice Brinkley Walker.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Ebony Magazine, and that article was what inspired me to really want to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to touch on something. I'm going to talk about this, mm-hmm. but I'm also want to, I don't want you to remind me to touch on just the inspiration that I got and how that led me to where I am today,
mm-hmm.
and how a lot of agents reach out to me and ask for mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
So let's touch on that because I know you get a lot of that too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let me forget to talk about
okay.
that. But you know, it has taken a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken a lot of work. It's taken a lot of intentionality. It's taken me, you know, learning as much as I could about just high-end homes, learning as much as I could about the affluent buyer,
mm-hmm.
learning that the circles that you have to be in to connect with people that are wealthy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and even sometimes you end up making a connection with someone that may not be wealthy and comes into wealth.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's the seed that you planted and the seed that you sold. And I always made certain that my image, what I was projecting, matched what I was looking to do.
Let's put a pin in that.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's something we need to expound on just a tiny bit.
Yeah.
And what that really looks like. Now, it's different for everybody what wealth looks like. But
right.
most really wealthy people, they're not draped in labels.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
People that walk into the Bentley dealership that can buy the Bentley typically aren't draped in labels.
Right.
You know, they're unassuming.
Right.
Okay?
Very
that's one
unassuming.
Thing I know. I went to school with very wealthy children.
Yeah.
My first sleepover was with Beth Stein. Her dad was the CFO of Flavor Rich. Now, I didn't know
wow.
all that then, but I learned as I got older who he
yeah.
was. And it was the first time I saw an elevator in a house. I was 9.
Mm.
Okay? I went to school off of Mount Perrin.
Mm-hmm.
It's still there today. Warren T. Jackson Elementary. It was the first time I saw or I knew and then from there Sutton and then Northside. So I was always surrounded around wealth and
right.
what it looked like, and it never looked like what I saw in my neighborhood.
Right.
But it's because as African Americans oftentimes we don't come from it, so when we get it we show it
yes.
in every way we can.
Right.
But some yep. of the things that I see now in terms of younger agents or agents newer to the business and they're going after that luxury clientele, I think they're presenting themselves sometimes in the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that no matter what, certain things don't go out of style. That's looking professional.
Professional.
I don't care what the client has
yeah.
on. You need to be looking. Cat suits ain't it.
Right.
And
it's not wearing a bunch of labels because trust me, in the beginning of my career, I didn't know anything about a Louboutin. I didn't know like that. I just wanted to look well put together.
Exactly.
Right. So it didn't matter, you know, the label or the designer, like that didn't matter to me. I didn't care if it was from Express or Limited.
Right.
I wanted to look well put together.
Exactly.
And people receive that. It doesn't.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what kind of shoes you have on.
It doesn't.
So mm-hmm. So that for me was always a priority. You
yeah.
know, like that. The image that I wanted to project. I wanted my brand to represent a certain standard.
Mm-hmm.
And I just upheld that. So
mm-hmm.
you know, as you continue to, you know, to project that to speak that, as you continue to sow seeds. And here's the thing, those seeds that you plant don't manifest immediately right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's some clientele that I've been working with for years and years and years and years. And speaking of which, the deal that you talked about with my celebrity clients, I've been working with them. Originally, I've been working for with Allset for about 5 years now.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, you know, that we started out looking at
million dollar properties. Yeah. He said that in the video.
Yeah.
He said she would take me out, you know, often, you know, and never make a dime.
Right.
So I knew when the time came.
Right.
You know, so yeah.
Yeah. Cause I was loyal, you know, and I, you know, we built a rapport. Loyal. We built a rapport and I, you know, Offset is like a little brother to me.
Yeah.
You know, he's like a little brother to me. And of course, as him and Cardi, you know, got together, she became like a little sister to me.
Mm-hmm.
So they are really like family. That's how I look at them. That's how I look at them, at the relationship. But I invested a lot. Mm-hmm. I invested a lot. It was, you know, just getting them on the same page. And they talked about this, so I don't feel, you know, uncomfortable. Because, you know, that's another thing, working in that realm. Discretion is a must.
It is.
Discretion is a must.
Exactly.
You don't hear me running around talking about the people that I work with. You know, it's a certain level of discretion that you have to maintain at all times.
Mm-hmm.
We have a fiduciary responsibility to our clients, no matter who we're working with.
Right.
So we have to protect their, you know, their personal information. We have to protect their privacy at all times. But it's on another level when you're working.
And they're in the spotlight every day.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, they're in the spotlight every day.
Absolutely.
And you know, with the blogs now, you see, it's not like old school. The blogs immediately get information.
Right,
and
right.
So, you know, then of course now that you're so known, I mean, your social media platform has grown.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? When once Cardi posted you,
right.
You know, you already had what, 60, 70?
Yeah, I had 69,000 followers
and now she
put me up to like 110,000 followers.
And that was in like a couple of days. That's crazy, right?
That's
social media and the influence is just crazy of social media. So, so I just wanted you to tell a little bit of the backstory. Like you said, you started out working with Offset a few years ago, 5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
And then as his relationship, but even with him and Cardi, that deal was how long? That wasn't no...
Oh, God. Yeah, that was a couple years, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It was a couple years that we had been searching, that we were trying to figure out the area, the location, trying to help them understand what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because... Think about it. They're a young millennial couple.
They're young.
And you don't even necessarily know what you want in the beginning.
Right.
You know, you have this vision like, oh, you know, I remember when initially Cardi had sent me some pictures of the type of house that she wanted and the style of house that she wanted. And you know what? It almost aligned with what we ended up getting.
Mm-hmm.
But then there were also some other things that she wanted, which were kind of like just like crazy, right?
Uh-huh.
But think about it. Like, you think about your dream home.
Yes.
And what, you know, she grew up in New York and, you know, like what that looked like and what that meant for her. That's why I know this was so significant for her,
mm-hmm.
you know, and for him too. Like, and for what
how much
together.
Was the house? Because it's going to be public record anyway. So how much was the house?
It was a pretty expensive house. It was...
Brandy, how much was the freaking house? Like, it's probably in publications, but it was like...
I still feel weird about...
Well, I'm going to tell it. Now, these folks...
It was over $5 million, I'll say that.
Okay, over $5 million.
It was over $5 million because that can be, you know, found anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I still like to protect... I'm protective.
I know.
I like to protect them.
And
I like
you try to always be super humble.
Yeah, and I do. That's just who I am, so I can't...
You be trying to act like you ain't no celebrity. That.
And I'm going to say this again. Whatever, okay?
She is a celebrity.
Whatever.
She don't want to admit it, Simone. She's a celebrity. Listen, why you have a problem saying you're a celebrity?
I don't like...
Well, you're a celebrity realtor.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay.
I'll take that.
Now.
I'll take that.
Okay, well, I mean...
Because, see, you know what? To me, celebrity and in my humility, which I always try to, you know, like... I'm a child of God. And I feel like God is promoting me and he's elevating me. And it's my... job to let it be known that I'm not here by chance. I'm here because I have a faith that is just out of this world, and I have a work ethic that matches that. And
yeah, so, your work ethic is something else.
Oh, it's on another
level. Your success does match your work ethic.
Yeah.
You put in.
Yeah.
I'd be like, beware, I'm over here in Baltimore. You want to come? Well, I got 3 more appointments. Oh, girl. Okay, well, let me know when you... But I'm shifting. I'm shifting. But I'm just saying, 2019... But you know, 2019 was really a year of just getting to the other daggone side for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't share you know, as my family, and you know, but that break-in took me a lot more out of me than I think I shared publicly.
Right.
And so for the next 4 to 5 months, whatever wasn't already on the books just didn't get on the books.
Well,
I didn't work.
That.
I just basically went, I mean, and Brandy knows my brother's house well, but literally the area of the house that I had, you could step out one door to the pool.
Right.
The other door to the bar.
You were at a resort.
I was at a resort. So I I mean, you know, my brother, they'll spoil me. You know, they would bring me hot tea. Yeah. And, you know,
they were catering to you.
They were catering to me.
But you know what? For people who have not, you know, y'all should. If you haven't went back to catch up on all of our episodes, to bring you up to speed on where we are.
Right.
That, you know, we're suggesting that you do. But if you don't know, and this maybe is your first time listening to us, Keisha experienced a pretty horrific break-in at her house last year. And it was pretty deep.
Yeah.
And, you know, she ended up having a shoot at the suspect, and the bullet grazed him. And it was just probably... It was traumatic. It was extremely traumatic.
And it wasn't until you and then your mom text me, I didn't realize that I was probably suffering from PTSD. From past traumas. It triggered things.
Right.
I wasn't even aware of that.
Right.
I was just drinking and eating, you know. Yeah. But that's how I was dealing with it, and laying by the pool. You know, I was just enjoying, you know, and my brother, we talked recently, and he was like, I just wanted you to be okay. Yeah. I could tell you were going through.
Right.
But he was just glad I was downstairs.
Yeah.
He really was. He was like, and I was like, that's how I ended up staying here for daggone there 4.5 months. Because right. I could have gone back home a little bit earlier, mm-hmm. but they made it so comfortable, and I knew my brother really didn't want me to go, and I honestly didn't really want to go.
Yeah, and you needed
that
time.
I needed that time. Yeah, you know what I mean? Time. So that's that on that.
We yeah, got that's to the other that side. On that. She got to the other side, but coming out of that, you know, that's why I'm telling you I'm excited for you. You know, there are some things that we're going to talk about our goals and what 2020, you know, is going to look like for us.
Yeah.
But I already know. I'm already privy to what she got going on. So I'm just excited. Like, I can't even contain my excitement for her. But it's just time. And I think I told you that. You know, you overdo.
Yeah, you did say that.
You overdo.
You said that.
And it's like, you know. You know, things happen in seasons, and last year was a rough one for you.
Yeah.
And I look at where you are right now and how, you know, DJ is coming into his own.
Oh, my God.
He'll be going off to college next year.
Oh, Lord.
And now it's like the Phoenix rise, and now it's time for Keish.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's time for you mm-hmm. to be promoted, to walk into everything that God has for you. Because I've always shared this with you. You know, I get to reap the benefits of your just, you know, because you are the bomb. You know what I'm saying? You're funny. You're sharp. You're smart as hell. You just have a lot of things going for you. And I think that life has kind of, you know, has had its way with you that have kind of suppressed some of those things.
Yep.
But now it's your time. You know, now it's your time. So I feel that in my spirit, in the depths of my soul. And I'm ready. I'm ready for it to all take flight.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. She's trying to get me emotional.
I know. I'm trying not to cry, too. I know, like, Jesus.
Because, like, you know, when you have somebody that sows into you like a brandy, you know, I cannot. And this is not what we're supposed to talk about right now. But, I just love you so much, because no matter what you have going on, you take time for your friends.
Yeah.
You know, you have a husband, you have children, they're all active in sports.
Yeah.
You have a very active business. But if I reach out to you and you can feel I need you, you might not be able to call, but you're going to text me something to get me through.
Yeah.
And Renee and we and all of us, you know, we just have that kind of bond, and it means so much. And it bothers me when I hear women say, I just don't trust other women. I'm like, you're missing out, sis.
Yeah.
Like, give yourself a chance to let somebody love you. Whatever that has created this thing that makes you want to detach and not have female relationships or whatever the case may be, or you keep everybody at a distance, that ain't living.
Yeah.
That's existing.
Yeah,
and I don't care what's in your bank account, and I don't care how you can jump on and go here and go there. If you don't have a tribe, it's going to be lonely.
It's going to be rough.
Yep, it's going to be tough. Because some things life going to bring you, a lot of things that life going to bring you, money ain't going to be able to do shit about.
Say that, girl.
Okay?
Say that.
I done had too much happen in my life that having a whole, and I done had a lot of money in the bank, mm-hmm. and I done had none.
Yeah.
And when I had a lot of money in the bank, when certain things came in my life, that money didn't mean nothing.
Yep. You think about like was it Steve Jobs that ended up dying of cancer?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what he said on his deathbed.
Yes.
I've read that. And if y'all have not read what Steve Jobs said on his deathbed and what he wrote, you need to. I don't even know what the title of it is, but it is serious what he talked about.
Oh, yeah.
It will not matter.
You
can't. Yep. So it's important to be full for real on the inside.
Yep.
You know, that's why I have that love-hate relationship with social media.
Right.
It really, really is, because so many people selling a lie every day.
Girl.
And it's just like, that to me would be draining, to get up every day and be like, and you know, really, you just torment it.
Yeah.
Torment, it's like, nah, that ain't the way I want
to. But at some point, if you don't deal with that, it's going to deal with you.
And it's,
you know.
Listen, like they say, honey, Big Mama say, if it don't come out in the wash, it's coming out in the dry. Now, I'm going to tell you that right now.
That's a good one. I swear, these Keisha-isms be coming out of nowhere.
If it don't come out in the wash, it's coming out in the dry.
That's a good one.
Now,
that's a good one.
If I ain't never told you nothing else.
good one.
Now, so that's let's talk a little bit more about what's going on. What's going on with your kids? What's going on with, you know?
So, you know, and you mentioned, like, you know, I have a husband. I have a kid. We got a lot of kids that are pretty, that are all active. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a lot of young adults that are going through, you know, young adult things in their lives, trying to find themselves, trying to figure things out. You know, we got some dealing with some, like Chase is dealing with an injury. Mm-hmm. You
Chase
know,
is at Clemson.
Yeah, so I have a son that plays basketball at Clemson. He's mm-hmm. a freshman. Started out, you know, killing it. He started as a freshman, started the first 5 games of the season, but he has a stress reaction in his foot. And so that's a nagging, lingering injury. And, it's, you know, he's trying to work through it. So we're going to see, you know, hopefully he can it will heal and he can finish out the season. But if not, he may have to red shirt. So just kind of helping him, you know, walking him through all of that. And then, you know, we have some our other children are kind of going through some things, too. Mm-hmm. So it's like it don't stop.
It doesn't stop. Just
like, so
they get
business.
Older. Yeah.
Business is going great. You know, family life is great, but it's just always something.
Yes.
And it's so crazy because I get messages from people on Instagram, and I can't respond to everybody. I'm like, I can't right now. I'm doing a good job trying to manage my clients, manage the new business that I have, trying to manage my thoughts, trying to manage,
manage
my family
my
life. You know, it's so much.
It is
so much, and it just doesn't stop. And I wish I had the time to respond to everybody with their questions about maybe we touch on mentorship now. You know, maybe we do this now because you know. I think about when I got into business and all that magazine article was all the inspiration I needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like I could reach out to her and say, can you mentor me?
Right.
It wasn't like we didn't have that kind of access to people.
Right.
It's not knocking anybody that, you know, is seeking mentorship, but I'm just saying people like us, we didn't have that kind of access. And, you know, it was through, it was really through, you know, me working the business that I had the opportunity for you to be my mentor.
Right.
It's a key word. It was through me working the business that I was able to be under your mentorship.
Yep.
So that opportunity came about because I was working.
And the
so
way
please,
you carried yourself, and the way I saw you that day and all of that, you know, it was like, who is this girl and what is she about? I've not seen her, blah, 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 blah. But that was a big part of it. You were working.
Yeah. And I'm a year and a half in the business. So here's the thing. Don't think that it's going to be like someone is just going to take, you know, like you get a send out a message on Instagram and somebody's going to be like, oh, okay, come on in, you know, shadow me
and
in.
And why you? That's the thing people need to ask themselves before you go reaching out to folks saying, I want them to be, why would somebody who has never met you want to take the time out of their extremely busy schedules to mentor you? What have you done? And you're just asking for stuff. Y'all ask before you do.
Yes.
Do first and then God will bring somebody into your realm that will help you get to the next level when you take the first step.
Right. When you are doing your part.
Yes.
And that's what I'm saying. I have no problem doing my part.
Right.
I went to every course you could imagine.
Yep.
I stayed in some training. I took classes like Bold. Mm-hmm. I was so just eager to learn and absorb as much as I could.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people, I don't think, like, agents now are just lazy.
They are. And
they're
lazy. Want to just have microwave success. They want to put it on 2 minutes and all of a sudden they want to be the celebrity realtor. They want to be, you know, in the lights and this and that. And it takes work. It takes a lot of work behind the scenes. And now because we have access to videographers and, you know, you can pay people to come and do, I mean, people do videos for everything. Now I just be like, what was the point of that video? I don't know what the hell that was supposed to do. What were you marketing? What are you selling? I don't know what the hell. You know what I'm saying? So I really don't. Like, I sent some to you like, what am I buying after this? I don't really know. You know, you getting out of a fancy car that somebody else's, or even if it's yours, like, I don't understand the point. I really, really don't. At the end of any type of video that you shoot, there should be something that makes a person want to reach out to you for whatever it is that you're selling. And some of y'all, I don't know what y'all selling. Okay. But anyway, so I agree with you. The whole mentoring thing, I understand it, but I don't, sometimes, I honestly, the people that I've taken under my wing, even as of the last year, I've taken them under my wing because I've watched them work.
Yeah.
Some of them haven't even asked me, but when I've said to you, if you ever have any questions, something, let me know.
Yeah.
They kind of come in, but, I watched them work. I'll sit
Speaking
back and
of
just,
which, Janine Reedy.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Janine, if there is a poster child.
Yes.
If there's a poster child for someone who is hungry,
yes,
who is eager, who I would let come and shadow me any day of the week.
Yes.
She in that office every single day. She
yes
got a young family. She's married.
Husband, two young children.
Two young children. But when I tell you, baby, she is about her business.
Yes.
She don't let she uses her time wisely, because when you have a young family,
yes,
your time is limited.
It's very limited.
Yeah, it's very limited.
She knows that she gotta be out that office, go get them babies every day at
yes
a certain time if
yes
her husband isn't picking them up.
Yes.
And she's on it, but she's still in an open house pretty much every Saturday and Sunday.
Every weekend she works in an open house.
Yep, she
every
is
single weekend. So
and
she's
that's
doing
why
work.
Anybody that I would, but that's the kind of person that you're going to be like, you know what? I don't have time for this deal or whatever. I'm going to send it to Janine.
Yeah, because you
or
know she's going to work
she's
it.
Gonna work
she's going to work it. Right.
And she's going to do what she's supposed to do. And you know how I met Janine? She came to that crazy open house I had with all those people showed up.
Yeah.
And she said, do you want to kind of, you know, I can get the names and numbers of people coming, and if anybody decides to buy, I can bring it back to you. I said, that'd be a great idea. But she got me because she availed herself by wanting to help me
yes
and herself. Ooh. At the same time, I'm like, that's the key.
That's
in case
the key
y'all want to know what make somebody
you do
take
for
you
me
on. Exactly. If you want, how I got Venice and Sheila and Lisa Robinson on speed dial back in the day before it was all this social media, baby, I was over there open houses, putting out signs,
yes,
setting up, you know, their luncheons, whatever I could
yes
do to
yes
avail myself
yes
to help them.
Yes.
And in turn, that automatically, to this day, I can call either one of them.
Right.
And so that's how it works, guys. That's
yep
that's it.
That's
mentorship
works
and how you can get it in a nutshell.
Yep. And Ashton, who is my mentee, and,
mm-hmm,
and Ashton came. Now, he is someone I met through social media, but he was so persistent.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He messaged me and he sent me some flowers to the office, and then he brought me some cupcakes.
Yeah.
And you know, and then his spirit was such that, you know, like we just connected.
Made you want know to avail yourself to
exactly
him because of how he came to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's I'm telling y'all, it is a process, man. But that is the best. That's the best. I think information that we can give advice
yeah
I mean that we can give about if you really want somebody to mentor you, make sure you've done your part, not just a DM, and not, you know, it's that's not gonna cut it.
Yeah,
it's not I'm not gonna see through. And some of y'all, when you DM me, I go straight to your page and I know right off the rip you're not serious about real estate.
Right, say that.
You're
OMG
not serious about real estate.
OMG.
And I don't care what you tell yourself, your page is representative of who you are.
Yes.
And my that's the way people see it.
Yes,
I'm telling you, people are gonna go
that's
to your social
impression
media. It's the first impression.
Yeah.
And if you can say, oh, I got a business page too, but that's not the page you messaged me from.
Right.
And I'm not Garrett. Excuse me. I'm not going to go to all these pages.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that.
I don't have time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Mm-mm.
And that's how we end with, ain't nobody got time for that.
Right.
Like, y'all, I like I just said, I don't have time to manage my own thoughts sometimes.
Right.
I'm trying to follow up, you know, with potential clients. So if I have to choose between following up with a potential client and responding to a message about mentorship, and it's crazy because I get a message like, what school do you think I should go to?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. I went in on a live with somebody who asked me that. I said, listen, what you not gonna do is ask me about something you can get off Google.
Oh, no.
And people was like,
I
oh
know
my God, Keisha. I'm like, oh my God, nothing.
So
it doesn't even matter what school I went to.
Right.
What the hell difference does it make? I went to ABC Real Estate School.
Right.
What is that going to do for you in
yes
2020? I went to school in 2000.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Seriously. So what is it that going to do for you? It doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, don't no school teach you how to go be a successful real estate agent.
Because you know what you need in this business to succeed? You need to be that. You need to have the ability to take initiative.
Initiative.
You have to
is
be a self starter. You have to be self motivated.
Yes.
So if you can't even take the initiative to find out what school you need to go to,
yep, I
come
agree
on now.
Exactly.
How you gonna make it in this business?
If you y'all got Google, we ain't had Google.
I know.
Wasn't even no freaking internet when I started in real estate. That's how long I've been doing this. Like, it was like they had to kind of dial it. We'd be like, and then, like, we had to do that. You had to drop offline, and child, we were going around with a big old book, and you have to map out your showing. Like, I'm dinosaur realtor,
right,
okay? Like,
right
from back in the day. So you had, and the other thing about that's changed too is that I see a lot of agents go and put listings of other agents up on their page, right?
Yeah.
Excuse me, y'all. I'm still kind of getting over a cold. And I see them put up these fabulous luxury listings, and they, some of them give credit,
yeah,
but it's way down at the bottom after a long description.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's yours.
Yeah.
That's something that would never have fly in back. Like, an agent would be on your,
right,
ma'am, that list, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You couldn't do that. So it's weird. It doesn't really sit well with me. I understand sometimes people are doing things for inspiration, I guess, or whatever. But to me, it just looks like you're making it look like it's your listing.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like to me. And I know people are building whole businesses on that. It
right
doesn't sit well with me. It does not. I just don't. And I can appreciate it when you give credit early enough in the post or whatever. But when I gotta go, because first of all, most people on Instagram don't read; they're not looking at
all
that.
Yeah, nobody reads.
So they're assuming that it's yours. So you, it's just something about it.
Here's the other side, which I think people don't see and understand, like the work that it put into to getting that luxury listing.
Mm-hmm.
OMG, I got one that I just posted about 2 weeks ago that just hit the market about 2 weeks ago. But I put in some work to get that
listing.
Oh, man. Will you talk about the level of follow-up? My client is a physician.
Mm-hmm.
And you talking about
busy.
Busy.
Yeah.
I mean, super, super busy.
Yeah.
So the amount of follow-up I had to do, the amount of just, it was a lot.
To get
the listing. To secure the business. And then when you get the business.
And see somebody repost it on their page.
Girl, no, not even just that. But I've paid. I paid for marketing.
Yes.
I paid for those photographs. I've paid, invested money to promote this listing.
Right.
And then you just steal the pictures, just copy and paste, and just put them on your page and not give credit.
Yeah.
To me, it's just not fair.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. Mm-hmm. And I understand everybody wants to grow their business. I'm not knocking anybody that does, but I can appreciate the agents that come to me and say, Brandy, do you mind if I share your
listing? And I have had agents do that, and I respect that.
And I'm okay with that.
Me
but
too.
Just do the right thing.
Do it the right
Let's
way.
Let's just get back to, your morals and your standards and your ethics. Do the right thing.
And that's who has longevity in this business.
Yeah.
I've been out of the business and back in the business after Daryl passed. So I know what it means to have a good reputation.
Right.
Because I had people waiting to help me when it was time to transition back.
Right.
And if I had not done right by people or been shady with how I handled my business,
yeah,
I wouldn't have had that.
Wouldn't have had that. It's so important.
So that's that on that. But anyway, so let's get into what we have and what we... Oh, you were talking about the kids. Okay, so let me tell y'all about DJ. Oh, my goodness. My baby is going to be graduating in 115 days.
The countdown has begun.
Mm-hmm. And, the recruiting season has not gone the way that he specifically expected it.
Right.
He had very big plans for his college life. He wanted all D1, and he thought, everybody was going to be lining up, and that didn't happen at all.
Mm.
He had little to no... he had no offers up until about September.
Okay.
A lot of kids had already signed, and everybody pretty much we know has signed by November.
Yeah.
Everybody. And so to watch my son watch all of his friends, even those that aren't in baseball, like when Chase signed, just different people that he knows sign, and him still stay encouraged, it touched me. It taught me. He gave his mama a lesson.
Wow.
And even though I had to a couple of times, because he was like, well, mama, I know I'm good. I'm better than a lot of these people that are not his friends per se, but he'll go on Perfect Game and see people who throw in 84 and 85 and they got full rides to big D1 schools.
Mm.
He's like, I don't understand, And I just kept telling him, and I mean this when I say it, but it get a little redundant after a while because I think he wanted mama to say something different.
Yeah.
But I just kept saying, DJ, we are people of faith.
Yeah.
What God has for you is for you. And I don't care that it ain't happening by November.
Right.
And I don't care if your time is coming.
Right.
We got to June 30th of 2020.
That's right.
So if that's what it takes, because what we're not going to do, we're not going to take an offer just to have you somewhere that you don't necessarily want to be or doesn't have the program that's going to, help you foster what God has already given you.
Right.
So if that means I got to, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I'll pay your tuition before I let you just go somewhere just because they offering a full ride.
Right.
And so he's been patient and we have some good things in the works, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks he'll be able to share.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just proud of him. Like, he is really now, he's still a DJ, he's still doing the DJ is and dumb shit that I'd be like, DJ, really, what was that, but he is really coming to his own, and I'm so grateful. I have to say this, I am so grateful for my brother.
Mm.
Because the way he has stepped up for my son, when I went to him 2 years ago and said, listen, I need you to be more in DJ's life.
Yeah.
Like, I need you to be, because I know we come over here and stuff and like that, but that's not enough.
Yeah.
And he said, I mean, he's this my anything I got, he got.
Mm.
And so that's when he just basically moved over there.
Yeah.
And so he comes home here and there and stuff, but every week. But it's just like they have gotten such a bond. He sent me a video of DJ the other night. It was about 26 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, nephew outside playing basketball, listening to music.
Mm.
By himself.
Wow.
He said, I was so damn cold, I couldn't even hardly get the video. He said, but it just touched me. He said, because as a man, for him to know at a young age it's okay to be by yourself.
Right.
He said, that's gonna take him a long way in life.
Wow.
Because as young people, a lot of time our issue is that we wanna please everybody, we wanna be doing what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
He said he was out there 3 hours.
Wow.
He said by himself, listening to music. He had a boombox. My brother bought him a boombox, you know, and he was like, and that just really touched me. So he sent me the video, and I was like, yeah, he is touched to be outside in 26 degree weather by his damn self. Then he gonna become a bubble hole. Gone with that. But that's what I've been doing. So just, and you know, I spent a lot of time over the holidays resting because I had to. I wasn't feeling my best. So resting, and this year has been a little bumpy to the start. With every deal I got some stank on it. And I'm just trying to work through that, but Brandy and I, Candy, Brandy's client and my friend, she had a vision board party right at the beginning of the year. Brandy and I went and it was a room full of boss women. Everybody in there had their own business, pretty much everybody was doing their thing. And the one takeaway that I got from that night was you don't have to put yourself in a box.
Right.
I don't have to just do real estate.
Yeah.
I can go tell my story to people who want to hear me, or I can help mentor other agents, or I can do what the sky's the limit. We don't have to, oftentimes we limit ourselves.
Right.
Because we feel like, well, this is what I'm supposed to do within this realm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my thing. So this year is going to be, it's going to be different.
How's it going to be different?
Well, for one, I'm feeling better about myself physically. That's a big part of confidence. Yeah. You know what I mean? No matter how...
'Cause you're looking good.
Well, thank you, girl. Mm-hmm. Thank you all. no matter how we move in a room, I think, first of all, we're both six-footers.
Right.
So when we move in a room, people going to notice us anyway. Yeah. We both have personalities and, you know, and we know a lot of people. A lot of people know us. So I can move into a room where people will think I am so confident.
Right.
But the reality is I wasn't. I haven't been for a long time. Yeah. And the struggle that I had from other things that made me overeat and overdrink or drink or whatever, go to that every time I was having issues. You know, we was drinking together, you know. B, where you at? And my girl would roll up, I would roll up on her, you know. But just all of that, dealing with all of that stuff has gotten me into a better place mentally. Yeah. So whereas I would say, I tell you, a break in, like what happened to me last year, Brandy would tell you, it was a time in my life if something like that happened, y'all would have been good to see me. The rest of the year,
like completely shut out, shut everybody out,
shut everybody out. Nobody will be able to reach me. So I have, you know, gone through a lot to get to this place. But I am working on what I know is going to be a life changing, book for myself and other people.
Yeah.
That have gone through this journey, and I'm more excited about that than anything else that I'm doing right now in my life, and it is going to be big. Brandy said she sees me on Good Morning America with Robin Roberts. And I think I am going to be there, too, because it's going to be just that great.
Yeah.
And my approach to what I'm talking about is going to be different.
Yeah.
And so I think it's going to be very intriguing, and it's going to captivate people from page one.
I agree.
Yeah. So
that's what I knew about. That's what I knew about.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And it will all come out.
Yeah.
Because that seed has been planted in your heart for some time.
It's been years. It's been years. Yep.
And now it's coming.
I started and stopped, but it seemed like now that the material is just flowing.
Yeah.
Like it's flowing. Like I literally be in my car recording stuff that come in my mind so that I can, when I'm ready to put it on paper, I can pull it together.
Yeah.
Because it's like the ideas that, so now I know it's time for me to birth this, which has been inside for a while.
Yeah.
And because I know it's going to really help other people. It was like when we saw April Daniels, you know, we talked about that when her husband passed. It's so many other people that are starting to be able to unfortunately relate to what we've been through.
Yeah.
And it you don't get out of life alive. Les Brown said that yesterday on my motivational tape. You don't get out of life alive. You just don't, you know. So it's a part of what we're all going to experience. But I think the way that I'm going to tell it would be more relatable to people, because one of the things that people love and hate, it's no gray with me, is that I'm pretty real. I'm pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty transparent.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart is good, and I love you hard, but I a lot of people get turned off by me. They don't know how to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay too. You know, I'm trying to get better a little bit, kind of sort of with that. But I just kind of feel like the people that are meant for me are with me.
Mm-hmm.
And my tribe is solid all the way around now, I can sincerely say.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah,
for sure.
And you can't take everybody with you where you
cannot.
Going. And that's just something that you have to learn sometimes through life experience itself.
Mm-hmm.
And
seasons.
Yep, seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, seasons. Yep. Or what is it? What's that little
reason?
Cliche?
Season, lifetime.
Reason, season, lifetime.
Yep.
Reason,
Lisa Robinson was the first person to tell me that.
Mm.
Reason, see, because when I left Robinson Realty, it was hard for her. It was hard for me.
Yeah.
But I had to go to Paces Fair Realty. I had to know what that was about and try to go, you know, this opportunity came to me. I also, which I haven't told Brandy because this just happened yesterday, I was reached out by a couple of producers yesterday that are wanting to, I'm telling Brandy because I want her to be a part of it. I was gonna tell her regardless, but it's the own network, so it ain't okay. it ain't none of that fighting and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So we'll talk, but so may have an opportunity to see me on your local.
Well, that's what's up.
Well, national TV. That's what's up.
Listen, I told you Kicking It With Keisha was going somewhere, honey. I told you that. Listen, because it's so real. It's so authentic. Like your little dysfunctional family that
Girl,
you
I
created. You know, because all of us are dysfunctional in some way.
Yes.
So sometimes we need, you know, we need guidance. We need somebody to give us that real perspective.
Yeah.
And you have a way of sharing that realness without people, you know, being offended. They just kind of take it like, damn, that's real. You know, that's real. And so girl, look,
yeah.
When I told you, like, it's time.
It's
you
do. Time.
You overdo. Due. You
I'm
overdo.
I receive that. I really, really am. And you know what else I was telling Brandy this morning? Like, you have to own when you know you where you're not supposed to be, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm dealing with a deal right now, and I'm like, I ain't even got no business here.
Doing that deal.
Right? I don't even have no business here. Like, right. For real. Like, then I'm too good for this. I've been doing it too long. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, right. I'm like, you know, and I'm grateful for all business, but all business brought to me, I should not accept.
Yeah.
And that's the reality.
Yeah.
And that's the...
That's what you got to kind of just hone in on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Period.
Yep.
Everything ain't for me. Everything that comes to my way. So, yeah.
Yeah. So,
So what are some of your goals for this year, Miss
so
B?
So, some of my goals for this year...
Because I know you done got way more publicity than you've...
You know what? It was cool. It was cool. And, you know, I'm not one to, like, just really... you know, feed into, like, I mean, it was cool, but for what it's worth, you know, it has given me more exposure, which mm-hmm. I can appreciate.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting, you know, more business,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm being promoted and I'll say that God is moving in my life. He has been moving in my life, but he continues to move in my life. And I just feel like I'm in a season where he wants to even elevate me even more. And I'm just open. I'm open. I don't know exactly what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there have been opportunities that are being presented to me. And I'm just really prayerful and giving them consideration about the direction that I want to go in with those.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I want to do more speaking engagements.
Yes.
There are some things that have been birthed in me that I want to, you know, we did the vision board. So let's talk about that. We did the vision board. So some things that I put on my vision board, I want to focus more on my home. I want to focus more on creating an environment, a space in my home. You know, my children are coming and going now. They're more moving out the house and, you know, moving into young adulthood. But when they come back, I want our home to be our sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there are some projects that I want to take on in our home this year.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister just moved here from Minneapolis.
Clover.
And so I'm so excited for her and my niece. You know, she's building a new life here, and I just want to do as much as I can to help her just, you know, get rooted and take off. So, you know, I won't say that that's a project for me, but I feel like that God is going to use me to help her, promote her.
Yes.
You know, she does hair, and she's been in the business for 20 years, so she wants to get rooted here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
You've been trying to get her here for some years.
Girl, I've been trying to get here forever,
okay?
Forever and ever, and it was just time. You know, people have to do things in their own timing.
That's right.
And it's great. You know, my mom and dad are here, so she... You know, our parents are getting older, you know, so it's like, she need to be here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that all worked out. But yeah, we want to take some more family vacations this year. You know, I want to focus more on my home and family life and make certain that my business doesn't take me away from that.
Right.
Because you can grow and you grow to the point where if
I
it's
seen
not.
It.
Yeah, you've seen
I
it.
Seen it.
Like, so I want
it's
success.
Serious.
I want continued success, but I don't want it to be to
the
point
cost.
Where at the cost of losing what's most valuable
Your
to me,
family.
Which
That's
is
right.
my family and my children and my husband. So that balance, that work-life balance is something.
And how are you going to create that? Because one of the things that I do worry about you, and I've told you that before, you know, like Ryan says, Ryan is Brandy's husband. You have stamina.
Yeah.
You do. But I watch you work yourself sometimes to a place that's not healthy to me.
Yeah.
You know, like even when you were sick over the holidays, it's like you don't know how to rest, I feel like.
Yeah.
You rest when you have no choice. So that's what I've been trying to say. To me, when I see you rest, it's because you have worked yourself to sick.
Yeah.
And that's when you rest.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I can own that. So what I intend to change this year, and that's what I put on my vision board too, that I want to focus on more self-care. I want to, like, I've been taking baths in the morning. I never make time to take baths, you know? So I wake up early and I you know, just me and my thoughts. And so there are little things that I intend to implement as far as self-care is concerned, to make sure that I'm getting that balance. Mm-hmm. You know, the vacations with my husband, plans, you know, trips we're planning together, mm-hmm. the trips that we're planning as a family, the projects that I want to do in my house, like that to me is focusing on
now,
self-care.
I would say that you know, you've been and seen kind of where I am in my little project at my house, but just the paint alone mm-hmm. in my house has given me light. It's lifted something off of me. It's not dark. It's, you know, it feels like new.
Yeah.
It feels like a fresh start.
Yeah.
And so what I have found now is that when I go home and I walk into that room that's white and cream and the new sofa and mm-hmm. new carpet and different things, it just makes me feel at peace.
Yeah.
So whatever is going on out there.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point where I put my phone on Do Not Disturb at a certain time of night because I have clients and I understand people feel like when it's on their mind, well, let me send a text.
Right.
But it disturbs my evening. If you're sending me something at 11 o'clock or midnight, or sometimes I've got it at 2 in
response.
The morning.
That ain't
response. But the thing is, I just wanted to send it to you when I saw it on Zillow. I just wanted to send it to you so before I forgot. But you're disturbing my peace.
Yeah.
So then I had to start putting my phone on Do Not Disturb so that when I get to a certain place, I'm not getting off track. I'm having to be very, very, very intentional about what I take in.
Yeah.
And that means what I listen to, what I watch, because I know I love me some Law & Order SVU and Dateline. Me and your boy, we love us some
Dateline. Yes, I know.
You know, but I have to even limit that, because just hearing about folks who set their husbands and wives and this and that, it just gets into your spirit.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be way more intentional about, like, this morning, like, I listened to my motivational in the morning. This morning, Rashad, we have like a little accountability group from all of us that started at RCM.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent affirmation, you know, that I'm going to listen to every, it's about 20 minutes of just affirmations. Mm-hmm. I am in different things. And I was like, okay, I'll be going to sleep to that tonight and different things like that. But just being more like, and don't take certain calls. I don't even take my phone off Do Not Disturb until I am mentally prepared to deal with what could come across my line.
Right.
The only people that can get through is my family and y'all. Like, y'all are the only people can get through when my phone is on Do Not Disturb in case of an emergency.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, my family and my close friends who are family can reach me. But other than that, mm-mm.
But you know, you got to protect that. You got to protect your peace and that time. Because I'm very clear with my clients, you know, like, you ain't going to get me after a certain time.
Right.
Like, that is my family time.
That's right.
I work hard and I'm working hard for you during the day, during business hours.
Right.
But after 7 o'clock,
right,
really 6:30,
mm-hmm.
I'm not trying unless I choose to open my laptop and send out an email. But if I'm you know, I'm not required to respond to you after a certain time.
Exactly.
So I'm just being more intentional about that and the self care and keeping that high on the priority list.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guilty of over functioning, of doing way too damn much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just guilty of that. Like, it's my makeup. But mm-hmm. I'm learning that I'm bringing stress on myself by doing too much all the time.
Wow.
So I'm taking a step back. It's a lot of things I've just kind of said, you know what? Okay, I don't have to do that.
Right.
You know, I don't have to do that.
Yeah, because you shot me down last night about the thing and for the kids.
Yeah, that's part of that practice.
Exactly. I see. I got you. I was like, good to know she starts with me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have to ever ask her to do that. But I asked her, she's like, well, you know, that'd be great for you, but no, I'm not going to be able to do it. I just got too much going on.
I'm serious.
I said, okay.
Yeah.
I just said, okay, I get it, you know?
And I have to be, like, because there's a lot of things that have come in me since this, you know,
mm-hmm.
since, you know, my big sale with, mm-hmm. with my celebrity clients. And I'm like, I can't do everything.
Right.
I just can't do everything. Like,
right.
I got to be sensitive to protecting my own personal space and peace. And,
right.
And, like, I can't be good for anybody else, for my husband, for my children, for my clients. If I can't, like, I always talked about managing my thoughts. Sometimes my thoughts get so, like, where they turn into anxiety.
Right.
You know, it's, and I
can't
sleep
at night.
Yeah, I know,
you be up at night.
Yeah, I can't sleep at night. So I've been so focused on, you know, I got the hemp fusion, you know, everybody doing the whole CBD.
Yeah,
it doesn't
have
THC in it.
Right.
But, like, a natural sleep aid.
Yeah.
You know, I have Tracy got me this, Mr. What is it? Not dehumidifier. What is this thing called? Where it shoots up the
mist.
The mister.
Yeah,
the mister
yeah.
thing.
Uh-huh.
So that I use it at night. I put my little essential oils in it, my lavender and my eucalyptus oil, and that helps me go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I did this exercise with my coach. I want to share this because I know we kind of getting long-winded. But I did this exercise with my business coach, and it's called the 7 circles. And so each circle has something in it, like, you know, like your business, your finances, your health, your marriage, your, you know, your your personal relationships. Mm-hmm. So each of those seven circles has something in it. And then in the middle, it says, what is the one thing that I can do that by doing such will make all the other areas in my life better, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I had to choose one thing, yeah, it's a good question, right?
Oof.
So that one thing for me was one circle. It was your spiritual life.
Ah.
And that circle for me was, I chose my spiritual life. So I said, if I do that one thing, if I take the time to be really intentional about having my personal time with Christ in the morning, getting in my word, you know, having devotionals, really, really praying, you know, going in my prayer closet in the morning and praying, whether that's 5-10 minutes throughout the day, you know, I pray. I just do random prayers
yes.
for my children, for
yes.
their protection while they're driving. You know, you listening to your praise and worship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that is the one thing that I felt like I could do that would help every other area. It'll help my finances. It'll help my marriage. It'll help my personal relationships with my friends. It'll help my business. So that is going to be part of my focus.
Gotcha.
That's being incorporated with the the self-care.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of my focus for 2020. It's really just getting this work-life balance right,
yeah,
and where I feel peace in my spirit. I don't feel this
angst
and,
yeah.
and overwhelm
yeah.
and anxiety. I'm not trying to live like that.
Right.
It's like you said, you can have all the success in the world, but
yes.
if you have peace in your spirit and in
right.
your soul, like, what are you really, is that, how are you really living?
No.
You know?
No, exactly.
So
that's
my 2020.
Good for you. I'm so happy to hear that. As your friend, I am so happy to hear that, because I have watched you run around. I mean,
that's,
you know, you have
late.
Direction,
yeah.
but, and you get stuff done, but you it's just like you're
yeah.
frantic,
yeah,
you know, sometimes.
My husband calls me,
offense, but I know what
no
you mean.
No offense, but he calls
yeah.
me a Mexican because I'm just always doing something.
Right.
Always. I come home, I'm trying to chill, but I'll find something to do. You know, I'll
right.
find something to do.
Right.
So I'm getting better. I'm focusing on doing better at that this year.
Right. Well, that's good. I'm glad. Well, I think we shared a lot
yeah,
today.
We have.
We're glad to be back with you guys. We are going to make a concerted effort to, you know, I got to get my son situated in terms of recruitment. So I know we're going to be going back and forth doing some things, you know, the different schools. And Brandy has a full calendar. So we hope to bring you guys something in February. But if not, we will bring something in March.
Yeah.
I think we can agree to that.
Because look, our next episode is 20, right?
So, yeah.
So this was 19. So
yeah,
maybe we do. We've been yeah. saying this forever, child.
We're going to do a live. We're going to do a live podcast. But we just have to find the right venue.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it. But, you know, we have some relationships at the gathering spot. So maybe we'll go back and do something. You know,
yeah.
we'll do something there. But I know that's something that's possible. And because I do have, you know, more time than Brandy, I'm going to have to take the lead. I get that now,
mm-hmm.
you know, on this. Because we do have to monetize this thing.
Yeah.
At some point. It has to make sense for us to continue. So I'm working on some things. I think the best way to get there, the quickest way to get there initially, is merch. So
mm-hmm.
we're gonna be bringing y'all some merchandise. I'm putting it out there. It's
yeah.
gonna be my responsibility.
Some mama's gonna move
yeah,
shirts.
We're gonna have to get
stuff.
Some shirts and mugs and,
yeah.
and some, you know, some other things.
We love y'all. We love
we
all
do.
Our fellow
we
mamas
do.
On the move.
We really
and this
do.
Week we did not have the time to figure out who is gonna be our mama on the move.
Yeah,
or did we?
We didn't. We didn't have time to figure out who the mama on the move of the week was.
Yeah, we just doing good being here.
Yeah, we really are doing good being here.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, thank you guys for joining us. We're glad to be back. Hope you all had a great holiday, and all of you have very strong, intentional visions for your own 2020.
Yes.
And until next time,
keep moving, mamas.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.